opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number six. From FEMA region number six, and today's date is Monday. It is the 22nd of May, 2017. Have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. So with that being said, everyone, let's jump into today's show and say, hey, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there on the homepage of this network, you'll see the donation prompt that's there where you can give some of your financial energy to the network so it can continue to do what it's been doing for since its inception. And that is something that we definitely have to continue to do, especially for what's going to be going on and what we're going to be seeing in the future. So go and give some of your financial energy, because no one else supports this network as far as sponsors. You're the only sponsor that this network has and will continue to have, because it is bringing to you what's in your best interest. So we have to take care of it so that we won't lose it. So definitely continue to contribute to Black Talk Radio Network. Give some of your financial energy. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media network so that you can engage in all of your social media activities on a more holistic way. And you can do that right there by going to homepage. You'll see BTR Community, and you'll see it as a B, or you can go to www.btrcommunity, and that is the social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together, and is another way that you can support this network. Excuse me, one second. And that is where you could actually start to engage in social media activities on a more holistic way, where you're not being adversely affected. You can post things about yourself, your business, other things that you think need to have more exposure, comment on things that are important to you, post what you think are very important in a more holistic way, so you won't be adversely affected. Many of us don't realize that we've been adversely affected by social media, because it is actually put together as a spider algorithm that data mines everything about you, and this is why you see some strange things. Do you know this person? Do you know that person? It's because that's what it's doing. So that is where you can actually go and be a part of for only $24 a year. And I think that's very important, because it's the only place that I post information in, and it's where we're going to think it gives us an opportunity to be centralized among ourselves – so like-minded people, so that we can deal with some of the things that are going to be affecting us, whether we like it or not. More importantly, our response to it is the most important thing that is going to matter. So our response is going to be the most important thing. So come on over to BTR community and engage in the social media outlet that's there for only $24 a year. So very, very, very important. And I just want to say, I just want to thank you all that are there now. And thank you for your participation in you know, making this a great success and just having an opportunity. I think it's going to be very beneficial to you all in the future, as it probably already has been. And it's only going to continue to grow. So definitely want to continue to look at this as a very, very important part of our overall growth. So definitely very, very, very important. So come on over to BTR Community, $24 a year. You can't beat that. So also, if you would like to save as a king or a queen or as a lady and a gentleman, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint, to secure some of your own precious metals. You could do that there by going there and checking out what we have in inventory there and acquiring it. And then I think that's definitely something that is going to be very, very crucial and important in the future. So you could go over to Prosperity Mint, but before you do that, when you go to Prosperity Mint, make sure that you first contact someone at Prosperity Mint by you can email info@prosperitymint.com, email info@prosperitymint.com, and just let them know that this is your first time purchasing, because I want to make sure that you are purchasing the correct way and know some things that are very, very important for you to know, so that it won't be something, because there are just things that you should know in your first engagement, and it's very prudent and very necessary. And please, that is something that you definitely, definitely want to know and definitely, definitely want to do to position yourself correctly. Very, very, very important. So very easy. Check out what's there in inventory, and then email info@prosperitymint.com. That's info@prosperitymint.com. Let them know that this is your first time purchasing the metals, and someone will get back to you, and so that you can actually, someone can engage you and get in conversation to make sure that you are doing it correctly, and just to explain the process, which is very, very, very important. Okay? So Prosperity Mint is where you want to go. Also, we have, there's a couple of things that is very important, and we're going to get into today's show. July the 1st of 2017, we will be having a Controlling Your Wealth seminar here in Dallas, and that is something I posted it inside of BTR Communities, the Tando Radio Show page. And that is going to be $300 here in Dallas, and it's going to be on Saturday, July the 1st, and it's going to be at the Dallas Library, where it's going to be held. And that is where we will be giving the beginning portion of the precious metals class. We will have someone that will come in and get you squared away for trust and foundations. Probably the individual that will be doing that from Legacy Wealth Management is the best in the country, probably in the world. Just phenomenal individual. Some of the individuals that came to in March to Dallas had the opportunity to meet, and they were absolutely blown away by the presentation, and they understand the importance of it. And also, then we will have the precious metals class, and then we will have where we are going to look at other opportunities that you can engage in, and just a debriefing of everything that is going to be there, because we're going to answer your questions that you may have from everything, which is going to be extensive, and as well bring other opportunities for you to control your wealth. That is very, very important, and you can definitely do that. So come on down to Dallas for July the 1st, 2017. You can go to the Eventbrite and sign up, and it's a Controlling Your Wealth seminar. And that is very, very, very important coming up. I will be hosting it. I'm putting it together, so it's something that you all can definitely engage in. And come on down, looking forward to it as we grow this whole thing. And I think it's going to be very, very important and critical for what some of the things that we are doing and the relevance, importance of that. So that's going to be, once again, July the 1st of 2017, okay? Also, and this is going to be a part of today's show, also, I think it's very important for us, if you've been watching since we have announced the cryptocurrency, we actually are in trade coin, and you can go to rcryptocurrency.com, and you can join there at rcryptocurrency.com. And when you join there at rcryptocurrency.com, it is where you're actually able to trade the cryptocurrency, the top 10 cryptocurrencies. Very, very, very important to be doing right now. And it's one of the things that I've always said is that you can't control cryptocurrency, but you definitely can. You want to definitely own some, and this is an opportunity for you to do that and actually trade on the top 10 cryptocurrencies in the world. And we got that posted there inside of BTR community as well. So come on over, sign up. Now, once you sign up and once you register and you get your, for the first month up until the 9th of June, if you register and then after you register, get your first cryptocurrency, all the people that sign up from the original, we offered this on the 9th of May up until the 9th of June, everyone that registers from there, I know that there will be a trip to Vegas that will be raffled off, and a American Silver Eagle for those that sign up during that time period. But you got to complete the whole process. You got to actually get your cryptocurrency, and once you do that and you can start trading, once you got your cryptocurrency, then you're eligible for that. You have to do more than just sign up. You actually have to start. You got to get some cryptocurrency, because then your account is live and your account is active. You got to make your account active in order for you to be eligible for that. So make sure you do that, and we're going to probably have a discussion with everyone that's there that's in. And since then, are you ready for this? The cryptocurrencies, just since then, on May the 9th, let me make sure, let me get a real accurate count on that. I will, because I don't want to spend, let me give you an actual count on it. And I think it's going up over $700 since May. I think it has, and it continues to. And what I want to do is I want to give you an accurate, or as accurate as I possibly can get it, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $700 since we first introduced this to you all, when John Black and AJ came and RJ came on, and and came on during that time. Is going up roughly about $700. I got to think for a minute. Is me think. It was May 9th. So let me check, and I want to definitely see what that actually, how much it is. So give me a second. I want to find out. Let me pull up this chart real quick. And the cryptocurrency since then has been blowing up. It's going to continue to blow up. We're going to tag on it. You know, your boy can't do two things at one time. I'm not one. I can't be distracted on things. I got to be focused on when I do things, and that's one shortcoming that I have. I definitely can't be talking to you about different things and remember some very important stuff. So let me try this again. Okay. I remember. No, I don't. All right, so I'm trying to find out where it was since our initially, and I think it is, let me see if I can pull it up a different way. Pulling up here, I think it's around $800. Chart for Bitcoin. Let's try that. But it's not just Bitcoin. It's actually all of them. But I'm just going to use that. We're going to just take a look at that. But now, the good thing about this trade coin is that you're actually trading all of the cryptocurrencies at one time. So here it is. We can take a look here. And I want to say right now it is one Bitcoin is went up to, it was a high today of $2,200 for one. Ethereum, the high today was around $180, I think, for one. And now right now it's for a Bitcoin is $2,130, and Ethereum is $161. And originally on May the 9th, let me pull it up here. It was, I was almost spot on. I was just shot of, it was a 1686 for Bitcoin. 1686 for Bitcoin when we first introduced you to this. And it was traded today around $2,200. Right now is at $2,130. So that is a difference of almost $600. So right around there. And Ethereum at that time was, see if it pulls up one for Ethereum. Let me get on. Ethereum was $88. So it's going up. Oops, $88. It's going up roughly $26 since then. So some significant moves over the weekend and continues to move within the cryptocurrency. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but I just wanted to make you aware of that. So definitely something that you need to be doing and engaging in, and we're going to talk about that specifically as well as a couple of other things today. So let's jump into what's in the news, and I just want to thank you all for giving us some time off last week. Needed to do it, had a good time, but of course, you know, when you take off, you fall so far behind in different things. But I greatly enjoyed it. Thank you all that reached out. Much love, much respect to you all. So we're back this Monday, and we're going to be going until we need to stop. So looking forward to talking to you. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. And so we're going to jump into today's show, and we're going to jump into what's in the news. At any time, if you like to, you got a question, a comment, don't hesitate. Give us a call. Once again, it's 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Looking forward to speaking with you all today. So a live show for you today. So, okay, let's jump into what's in the news. And, you know, last week there was a lot that was going on. I didn't post that much. It was you know, it took some time off. So we're going to jump into some of the things that we got posted there. First one, I actually posted the Trade Coin Club registration is right there. So you could definitely just hit that, activate your account, fund your account, start trading the overall cryptocurrency. And I'm going to tell you, since I've done it, this is just for me. The last that I checked, it was over $200 since the 9th that of the earnings that I've received personally for what I did and what I put in. So over $200. So that's really, really good. You know, you can't get that anywhere else. And so, but I'm going to talk about that specifically, why that's so important, how we should be leveraging that. So the sign up for the Trade Coin Club that I'm using is right there. And so definitely engage that. And then also we got posted there the Eventbrite Control Your World seminar. Check out that. Come on down to Dallas. It will be in your best interest to do that economically and setting going forward also. Now also I'm going to try to establish to where for those of you that can't travel, where you will be able to engage it as well via live streaming or a webinar. And there's probably a webinar that we'll do for in regards to that one. So either way, if you're not here, you can engage in that via we're going to make it available to everyone. So the tickets are $300 per person, per couple. It's $550. So $300 for single tickets, and for couples is $550. So here in Dallas, come on down. And also for same thing, we're going to have it available for you all via the internet. Now the internet pricing will be a little different because, and I think it's all going to be one thing. It probably will be $250. Or it will be $300. I have to check with our. I'll get back to you on that, on what that is going to be for anyone. Okay, so we'll put that together and let you know. But I would definitely love to see you come on down to Dallas so that we can meet, and we're going to spend some time together individually and collectively as a group to start to prepare for what's going on and how to leverage these things and what some of the opportunities that we can collectively do together. That's very, very important. So come on down to Dallas, July 1st, 2017. Okay, first article that we got posted here in what's in the news. I posted this one. This one comes from News Guru. Lucifer is God, declared by Pope Francis. Pope Francis in the Vatican has introduced the world to their God by, oops, let me move this down. Pope Francis in the Vatican has introduced the world to their God. They've been worshiping all along, Lucifer. According to Pope Francis and the Catholic Church, the Morning Star is the creator of the world and the father of Christ. He's brought light to the human race. Pope Francis declared Lucifer as God. So check out that article. It's right there. And, you know, this, you know, that type of, how can you not be surprised, or how can you be surprised by that, or how can you not be surprised by that, by the overall actions of that institution towards children? Just by that, it tells you pretty much what they were pretty much all about anyhow, but we never really wanted to, because we were so afraid to challenge institutionalized thinking, because we thought that the established boogeyman of a lie that's been told would adversely affect us. So check out that article. I don't know if we're going to go into that one today, but it is there for you to check out. Very, very, you know, telling. And I'm not surprised, and it's not the first time that I've actually heard some of their Latin services, and when you translate that to English, it actually, you can hear their overall affinity for the Morning Star or Lucifer. So check it out for yourself, vet it for yourself, and ask questions, because questions is more important than answers. This is why the creed and the deeds don't line up. Their deeds line up with their true creed. So check that out. And I'm not talking about every single person that's a Roman Catholic. Those individuals were actually deceived by the overall institution, just like with their overall actions with children. Most of those people would never engage in such a thing. But blind faith is always the first step to genocide. Next article comes from my man Roz, posted this one from Reuters. United Nations North Korean sanction monitors hit by sustained cyber attack. United Nations experts investigating violations of sanctions on North Korea suffered a sustained cyber attack by unknown hackers with very detailed insight into their work, according to email warnings seen by Reuters on Monday today. Check that out. Next article, Rise posted this one. Bitcoin. Bitcoins are soaring under Trump, up 125% in 2017 alone. In just 2017, Bitcoin has soared 125%. And traders can probably thank celebrity figurehead Trump for at least part of the big spike. Last week, markets were rocked after rumors about former FBI Director James Comey memo about asking about Trump to stop an investigation to former National Security Advisor, celebrity figurehead Michael Flynn, to ties to Russia. So that's not I wouldn't contribute that to the overall rise of some of the cryptocurrencies. There's a lot of things that are the rise of the cryptocurrency, and that is not, in my opinion, that is not one. It's a great, great article, but remember where it comes from, Cerebrally Naive Network. It comes from Cerebrally Naive Network. It was rising before that, and it was going to be doing this anyhow. So just be mindful, and I'm glad Roz posted this one, because I would have seen it. I definitely would have posted it too. Very, very important. But we'll take a look at that if we have time. But don't be governed by the misleading statements that Cerebrally Naive Network put there. But we need to know what they're saying so we can go the opposite direction. And we'll talk about that if we have time in today's show. Next article I posted this one from Bloomberg. Trump to propose deep cuts to anti-poverty programs in Medicaid. Celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump plans to propose a $1.7 trillion in cuts to a category of spending that includes major social and entitlement programs for lower-income Americans as a part of an effort to balance the budget within a decade. You know what is so funny? The biggest entitlement programs are for the corporations and for the foundation of the United States itself. And what do they do? This is how, and I would just say this, this is very, very, very important. I think that we really need to change our overall thinking. We have to stop sacrificing our eternal liberty for temporary luxuries. We have got to stop doing that. If we are to fulfill our true capabilities, because mankind will not be able to fulfill its true capabilities if it's under any form of subjugation or enslavement that they knowingly or unknowingly participate in. Your talents will not grow because it's a low frequency, and low frequencies deaden the capabilities of high frequencies. So this is, we've been talking about this for a while. Heads up was given 2 years ago when they said that they were going to be by 2017, that they were going to be cutting out $11 trillion in social, basically austerity measures, ladies and gentlemen. This is a politically correct way to say austerity measures. So we'll take a look at some of this in today's show if we have time. Very, very important. Next article. This one comes from Mail Online. I got this one from Mail Online. It's a British publication, dailymail.com.uk. Laying down a law for real-life Star Wars. An existing treaty states that our outer space is to be used for peaceful purposes. No countries can lay claim to celestial territories such as the moon or Mars, it says. But treaties have specifically fallen in modern era, which experts are addressing. Let me move this. They include hacking satellites for gain in a conflict and to taking astronauts hostage. A group of scientists and lawyers are drafting the first legal manuals for space warfare, including the rules on firing lasers and attacking satellites. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because they've been doing it and it's going to grow. Now, you would say, why would they be taking astronauts hostage? I'm going to tell you why. For the precious metals, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be for the precious metals. Because there is going to be pirating of spacecraft out in space, because they will have a booty. Their booty will be precious metals. That's why they're going to the moon. Particularly, they're going to the moon for silver, because the Earth doesn't have any more. So, very, very, very important. So, check out that article. Next article. I got this one. We posted this one from the New York Times. And there's another article that it goes along with this one. In New York Times, killing CIA informants, China's crippled U.S. spying operations. Assessing the fallout from an exposed spy operation can be difficult. But the... Let me move this down. But the episode was considered particularly damaging. The number of American assets lost in China, officials say, rivaled those lost in the Soviet Union and in Russia during the betrayal of both Aldrich and Robert Hansen, formerly of the CIA. And what happened was China cracked down, and they really, really developed and were able to... Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Actually, this is a story I plan to cover, man. I'm just so busy. There's so many things I want to write about, podcast about, but I just don't have time all the time. But I am trying to get a... I'm trying to get a former State Department employee who's been on the program before, by the name of H.A. Goodman. He's a writer now. He runs the website counterpropa.com. And so, you know, he's a political writer, again, former State Department employee. So I have a theory about that, and I sent it and bounced it off of him, and he agrees with me that this is all the doing of Hillary Clinton maintaining that unapproved, and that server she had in her basement. Again, this was a cloud server, but it was, I'm losing my train of thought. It was unsecure for 3 months, and it was also hosted by a civilian company. But not only that, she went to China. Remember, Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State in 2008. All right. In 2009, according to my research, she broke with what they call tradition and took her first trip as Secretary of State to Asia. Normally, for whatever reason, they don't go to Asia first. And China was her last stop on this tour. Now, she was all... Everybody, do y'all remember seeing the picture that kept being circulated with her with some shades on using a BlackBerry?
Yep, I remember that. Yep, unsecure line. Yep.
That BlackBerry was not issued by the State Department. Several times... her aides asked the State Department to issue her some kind of smartphone like Obama used to have. And they told her that she can't use it because it isn't, they're not able to secure it like they can their state, you know, issued BlackBerry. So she kept using her own BlackBerry and went to China. And H.A. Goodman, I remember when this first started blowing up, he had mentioned that she went to China and she was sending and receiving. First, they come out and say, oh, it was no classified information on the server. Turn out it's tens of thousands, you know, and highly classified information. But I think it's either called the Special Access or Special Access Program, which lists CIA operatives and stuff like that. And it just seems to me, based on evidence, that her trip to China in 2009 using that BlackBerry and people finding out she had that unsecure server is what led to China be able to identify the CIA assets in its government, because they started taking them out in 2010, according to reports, after Hillary Clinton left there. So the mainstream media is totally not bringing that up, man, and I just wanted to highlight that.
Yeah, and you know what, Scotty? I was well said, because I had the same conclusion. And I just would like to add to that, Scotty, because you're absolutely right. Remember when the celebrity figurehead Obama first became president? You can look this up. Remember that the White House was demanding and asking him to give up his BlackBerry. And he's like, nope, I'm not going to give up my BlackBerry. Another one that a lot of people didn't know about, the last celebrity figurehead president. There was a half-brother that he had that was very influential in China, because of business dealings in Asia. And that was some of the ties as well. This, in my opinion, was all a part of what Scotty just put together. Exactly. And this is how they among other things, that wasn't the only thing, but that was what was one of the things that they definitely had and was able to, in my opinion, exploit, and which is going to lead to so much more, and what is going to really lead to, is going to lead to some very unstable times here in the corporation of the United States, because it's been sold out completely for dismantling. And this is where we're going to have the untied states of America. Man, I can't wait for that one, Scotty. So I'm not going to carry too much about that today. But this was with the article, and we're sharing the same brain, my friend, sharing the same brain. So appreciate it. So true. Next article from AlterNet. America's largest pension fund has dumped a fortune into Monsanto stock, investing in a company that sells harmful products like the toxic herbicide Roundup. Is counter to CalPERS' mission. I was recently informed by a former member of the California Public Health Employees that CalPERS, the state's pension and healthcare funding fund, the largest in the nation, has invested $136 million into Monsanto. So, definitely. Now, let me give you something. Let me read you something. Okay? Some of the things that Monsanto does. They deal with herbicides, pesticides. Okay? Herbicides and pesticides. If someone asked you to drink herbicide or a pesticide, something that kills herbs or kills flowers, and something or something that kills pests, such as bugs, a rodent, would you consume it? Would you eat it? Well, they use it on the food and everything else, but then I want to add something to you. Then why in the world do we use fluoride in our mouths every day? Who do you think fluoride is for to kill? Herbicides are to kill the flowers, the plant life, the herbs. Pesticides are to kill the rodents and bugs and everything else. fluoride is used to kill people. Think about it. Herbicide, pesticide, fluoride, suicide, homicide. Besides, they kill. And this is why we have to, and one thing about the destructive nature of fluoride is that it hinders your ability to be able to think, to have, to develop independent thought. And so many of us are, and all of us have been adversely affected by that just by using fluoride. And this is why I say we never, ever surrender eternal liberty for temporary luxury. Because it's not. It's deceptive. So I want you to really resonate with that. Homicide. You know what homicide means. You know what suicide means. Then why in the world would we use fluoride? We wouldn't ingest pesticides and herbicides, but it's okay for us to ingest or to put into our mouths fluoride. Why? Because the dentist says it. Why? Because it has commercials on it. It has a popular toothpaste from the ones, all of the ones that they say. And because it's from the medical field, if you know where the medical institutions have gone and what they've been infiltrated with by the pharmaceutical companies, you would know. But see, this is the thing. When you start to use fluoride, you don't care. You have no independent thought. You don't care about things. And that's the perfect slave. So very, very, very important. So check out that article. Next article from Russia Today International. Dozens of cities worldwide join march against Monsanto. Hundreds of activists around the globe join an international march against multinational biotech and agriculture business corporation Monsanto. They also known as, they call themselves Monsantos. The demonstrations were held under the slogan, "Keep GMOs out of our genes. We will not stand for cronyism. We will not stand for poison." So check out that article. Very, very important. Got to take control of the assets of food. Next article from Military Times, war with North Korea. An inside look at how U.S. troops will respond worldwide. The celebrity figurehead President Trump administration sees no good military options in North Korea. The rogue regime missile tests are growing more frequently, and Kim Jong-un is closer than ever to being able to deliver a nuclear-tipped missile to the United States West Coast. So check out that article from Military Times. Over the weekend, we had another couple of other postings with this. Over the weekend, they tested it was said that they tested a medium-range ballistic missile that was very successful. And earlier in the week, they tested one that had a much longer range that can be converted into what I believe could be used as a ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. So all of this is coming together. So we may be looking at that sometime this week. So check out that. Next one from Sputnik News. Trump can't get a break. Israel lawmakers outraged by accused map. Circulated prior to Trump's ongoing visit to the Middle East, a map shows the current acknowledgement boundaries of states of Israel has some lawmakers in the countries up in arm and does not. As it doesn't correctly turn out to include occupied areas of the West Bank and Gaza that were seized during the 1967 Six-Day War. Basically, they're saying that Trump is a neocon and supports neocons. And I don't think that you really needed an article to state that. You should know that already. So check out that article. Next article from Press TV. Press TV writes, Press TV, rights groups blast $110 billion U.S. Saudi arms deal. And I think it's so important that we get what's going on. What happened in New York? What really happened in New York in 2001? Everyone here knows the involvement of different countries and everything else. But see, this is the thing, is that we got to don't look at other countries. Look at just the one that you so-called are a citizen of, or proclaim, or says that where you are. The United States has always been, has always historically, with truth and evidence, unquestionably, always been the largest producer of terror by force for political and economic gain since its rise to global influence. It rose to global influence under terrorism. What makes you think that they've ever stopped? So, the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump has come under fire from human rights activist groups for striking a massive weapons deal with Saudi Arabia without considering Riyadh's regime's rights record. During his first overseas trip this weekend, Trump made a stop in Riyadh, where he signed the controversial deal and a number of other major agreements with the Saudi monarch. This is so much more to this whole thing, and it's going to be exposed as a part of the purge, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be part of the purge. And I guess there was a deal, possibly, and I didn't read the article, but there was a deal possibly that was brokered, arms deal, and part of that brokering of the arms deal where the Trump family was given $100 million for brokering the deal, and it was donated to their foundation. Man, stuff is going to be crazy. So check that out. Next article, I got this one from the Washington Press. Australia will recognize Bitcoin as money and protect Bitcoin businesses. No taxes. Bitcoin will be treated as money in Australia by July the 1st of 2017 and will be exempt from goods and service tax, known as the GST, goods and service tax. So this is definitely, the cryptocurrencies is definitely going to be used, and we're going to talk about that in today's show. Next article comes from the South China Morning Post. China spy claim, excuse me, CIA spy killing claims shows China's strength in counterespionage. China has developed a sophisticated counterespionage system, enabling it to make significant blows against the U.S. on the mainland, according to observers. And this is what Scotty and I was talking about. Check out that article. Also, I posted this one from the South China Morning Post. Press on with new Silk Road flagship project. The celebrity figurehead Jay Ping urges China and Pakistan on Saturday to press on with work the Chinese Pakistani Economic Corridor, a flagship project in Beijing's drive to revive ancient trade routes. And that is definitely going to be established. It has been established. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from CNBC. North Korea fires ballistic missiles in the second launch since South Korea's new president took office. North Korea fired a ballistic missiles into waters off its east coast on Sunday, yesterday. South Korea and Japan said a week after it tested an intermediate-range missile, which experts saw as an advancement in the reclusive state's weapons program. So check out that article. Very, very important. Next article, I got this one. This was a really good one. This one comes to a 38 North. A quick technical analyst of the Hwasong 12, 38 North. And this was talking about on May the 14th, North Korea fired a tested new ballistic missile. The Hwasong 12. The missile was the first revealed during the April 2015 military parade commemorating Kim Tu-sung's 105th birthday, and was since been the subject of much scrutiny as North Korea watchers try to assay its dimension and capabilities, as well as its contributions to North Korea's overall ballistic missile program. This is a very, very important article. Check out that. It tells you what some of the capabilities are, and they're pretty deep. Next article. This one comes from... Oh, man, I can't get this one. This is a... This one comes out of... I'm going to just put it out of the country. This comes from Greece. One of the publications in Greece. And tax authorities to chase undeclared properties. Financial minister and inspectors are about to start seeking out owners of undeclared properties while the law will be amended to allow for financial products and contents of safe deposit boxes to be confiscated electronically. This is what Greece government is doing. This is the expansion of the overall austerity and the overall pillaging of the everyday person in Greece. And next article comes from a Greek publication as well. Greek Parliament approves more austerity to unlock bailout funds and debt relief. And this is where part of this whole thing is that they're going to steal within the safety deposit boxes for the people, what the people have in their safety deposit boxes. If they hadn't gotten that stuff out of there by that time, boy, I don't know which. Same thing with here. They're going to do the exact same here. It's already been legislated. It's already been signed off. It's already going to be happening. So we'll take a look at some of that today. This article will definitely take a look at us from Strategic Culture. World leaders gather in Beijing while the U.S. sinks into irrelevancy. Move this down. The White House... The West Wing of the White House, move this down. The West Wing of the White House between Donald Trump and his senior advisors and between the White House and the press secretary and various presidential aides, world leaders gather in Beijing to discuss the creation of modern day land and maritime Silk Road to improve the economic conditions of nations around the world. And the U.S. was excluded from that. But the U.S. didn't want to be a part of it because those nations knew the U.S. would say no. But what did they do? They invited the U.S. so they can say, well, you didn't want to be a part of this, knowing that if the U.S. did try to be a part of it, they would have had some major stipulations that this will be your role and this is what you will do. This will not be about America first. So this is about, they're saying, I say that this is about the world first. Man, this is all building up. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to bring about the untied states of America. Next article, this one from the anti-media. Media silence as Christian extremists slaughter Muslims in Central Africa. Check out that article. And I can't pull up these other two from... Let me try this real quick. Next article comes from globaltimes.cn. President Trump's troubles not going away. So true. So check out that article. Then last article we posted there from globaltimes.cn, which is a Chinese publication, is North Korea test fires another medium-range ballistic missile. We kind of covered that pretty much, and we're going to be taking a look at that maybe if we have time in today's show. So, okay, everyone, that's what's in the news, and I wanted to put that out because it was a long weekend. A lot of stuff is going on, and so I always want to bring you some stuff of what's in the news, and then we can take it from there, and we're getting ready to come up on a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-910-9025, 866-510. Sorry about that. 866-510-9025. Then hit **, and we will see you in queue. Definitely looking forward to it. And my man Mel is there. Mel, as soon as we finish coming out of the commercial break, I'm going to come right to you, and we'll go right there. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. We got a couple of people that are there, and we definitely want to get to that. But just before we get to that, we got two callers there. We're going to go to Mel, and then there's another caller that's there. My man Scotty said during the when we were doing What's in the News, I couldn't see the board. Scotty said, critical thinking is scarce in this society. That's why religion is big business. Religion is big business in the United States in all communities. I'm not talking about spirituality. I'm talking about religion. And I said, I can't say what I wrote in the chat to Scotty, but Scotty is absolutely right. That is so true. This is why religion is such a big business. It has nothing to do with spirituality at all. You are spiritual. You have to make yourself, you have to participate in a religion. You are spiritual by design, by nature. You have to become religious by a decision of practice. It's a choice. So, very, very important and so, so true. And we got, we're going to go to my man Mel. Is there on NQ, so don't like to keep the callers waiting. Mel, what's going on, brother?
Peace, peace and love.
Peace, peace. We missed each other.
Yeah, it's all good. We'll get up.
That's right. What's happening, brother?
Nothing. I just had a question for you, but I wanted to make a statement before I ask my question as far as the fluoride.
Okay.
It's been long proven that in the so-called urban areas that there's elevated levels of fluoride in the water, and I think the end result is it makes you very violent. I mean, it attributes to violence. So I would suggest that people, they have a lot of different natural toothpaste that don't have fluoride, and as well as the aluminum in the deodorant as well. There's a lot of different, you know, we make our own toothpaste. So, I mean, this is very simple. It's just a few different little ingredients, baking soda, maybe some mint, and, you know, it's very simple. But my question was that me and Brother Ross, he's been schooling me on colloidal copper. And, you know, I've been procrastinating, of course, on, you know, ordering some of the rod. But now all of a sudden, I can't find any. They're gone. They're like not available. What's up with that? And the silver rods have like almost doubled in price.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because people start to become more aware of some health cures, you know, because you know, copper is a. I mean, it has some of the properties of silver. Just that it doesn't have all the properties of silver, but copper, copper is, you know, this copper is very, very beneficial in a lot of things. Yeah, I haven't because I haven't seen the rods for the silver. I haven't priced those or looked at it. I don't know, but I do know this is that as things start to deteriorate, you know, health-wise and just stability-wise, people are going to be looking for more holistic ways to maintain their overall immune system. And colloidal silver is one of the best forms that you could actually, you know, engage in for that. You know, so beneficial. So, yeah, that stuff only continues. That's why it's so important for you to know, prepare, so that the price points, when they do rise, you won't be competing against everyone else. And, you know, one of the things that you talked about with fluoride that I wanted to also to comment with is that You know, one of the things with fluoride is that, yes, they put fluoride in the water and in the toothpaste, and fluoride actually destroys your teeth. Just the opposite. That's what's destroying your teeth. You're putting fluoride on them. And see, we believe what somebody in a laboratory suit says, because you the guinea pig. That's why they wear what they wear. They tell you, man, this stuff is so crazy. So, yeah, fluoride has no beneficial. It is a poison. Now, we'll say if you do use fluoride, you do not want to mix that with silver, real pure silver, because silver will make that stuff even stronger. It will make it its poison side more potent. Don't mix silver with anything that's not beneficial for your body, because it will, whatever the harmful effects of it are, it will be magnified in multiples by just adding silver. So, yeah, you know, Mel, I haven't seen what was up with the copper and silver rides, you know, because once we had ours and everything else, I haven't been back in the market for that. So, yeah, but I will definitely, if I get a chance, take a look at it. But that's something that we're going to definitely see with everything. You know, everything is going to continue to rise, and it's going to continue to rise, you know, quite significantly. And this is why you want to be ahead of the curve before things really start to fall apart, to get in on it.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. And have a great show.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Much love, much respect. Appreciate you so much. My man, Mel. Okay. There's another caller that we had, a caller out of where I think you were in Connecticut. You give us a call back. Area code 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we got my man, Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, Brother Bragg, what's happening?
Peace, peace, Dave. It's funny you would be talking about pesticides today. You know, I had a conversation with my neighbor about 2 weeks ago about the impact of these pesticides. Now, this is just what I observed, just me. You know, I'm a nature-type guy. I can't help it. It's who I am. My squirrels, where I live, you know what I'm saying? I got a big tree, and I got these family of squirrels. So for a couple of years, all the squirrels' tails, they lost the fluffy tails, man. So you see a squirrel hopping, you see a rat tail. It's very, you know, and then you see a squirrel going up a tree or running over the wire, it looks like a rat. You know, you're like, whoa. Then you look, it's a squirrel. But these pesticides and herbicides that my brothers be poisoning the ground with. And see, this man is running the game on us so tough. You couldn't eat food out this ground if you wanted to, because it's saturated with this nonsense.
Right.
You feel me? And they got you doing it on your own because you think you're taking care of grass, but you can't eat grass. And all the medicinal herbs that's growing in your yard, the weeds are more valuable than the grass. The people don't know,
it sure is.
Those weeds fight cancer. Those weeds are antibacterial, all kinds. And they grow right in your yard for free with a yellow flower on it. I mean, man, check these weeds out. And people ain't up on this game. We got to get up on the gang because they kill them. If you look at pharmaceutical, that's magic. It's witchcraft. Pull it up and check it out. Feel me?
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. See, I check behind these people. I be tripping. Like things like NASA, deception. You know what I'm saying? These people playing with us, and they can only play with us because we won't do what we're supposed to do. Put your God hat on. I'm sorry. I don't like to use God because that G is German, and I don't do that. Put your Netter hat on. The Netter is the next root. Put your Netter hat on and plug into the essence, into this universe, and be who you are. You are protector of this universe. People, it's crazy, man. I've been like this since I was a kid. People, I done fought a dude over a stray dog before, man. And the dude was bigger than me. He couldn't believe that I would lose it like that. But you don't hurt no animal in front of me. Because guess what? You're supposed to defend the weak. That's how we used to be. We ain't like that no more.
No. We want to take selfies of it. I mean, we want to do selfies. We want to take out our cell phones and record it and put it on this network and that network and post it into FedBook and show people getting beat to death and all this other stuff, because you're absolutely right. Because of all of the fluoride that runs through our you know, that has saturated our bodies.
Like Mel said,
it makes it makes you dumb and violent. And what do we do? We love violence. This is why this MMA stuff is so, we don't even realize what is really, really subtly being done. Or we do, but we don't care because of that ingestion of fluoride. And like you said, you know, the daisies that become a burden to you, that stuff is so valuable. If you don't like daisies in your garden, just go pick them out. Or in your grass or whatever, pick them out. Don't put anything down that's not natural. Don't put anything down that's not natural. Just pick them out. Just pick them out. But daisies, man, that's so important.
They nuke this place, man. They come with the truck. True Green comes and spray, man. These boys spray. Man, they run in the hardware stores, running the fertilizer sales. They giving it away. Buy one, get one free. And guess what? They plan you. Yeah. If you read the package, you wouldn't use that crap because you see, it could affect your generations, your DNA down the line. I mean,
yeah.
And look, it can affect your mind because if you ingest it, it gets into your system, goes into your liver. You know what I'm saying? So, man, this stuff is really essential, man. And we walking around, you know, sleepwalking like zombies, man.
Fluoride. We've been fluoride. And so,
yeah,
you know, it's so funny. But Brother Braggs, you know what's so funny? The next time, you ever seen when people's houses are being, when they got the tent over it, when the homes are being fumigated?
Fumigation, yeah.
Yeah, the fumigation, yeah, when they fumigate the homes, they'll tell you to keep back, read what they're using to kill everything in that house. One of the main ingredients is fluoride. That's what they're using to fumigate that house. They're using fluoride. So what do you think that they're doing inside of your mouth? It's fumigation.
Not just your mouth, Dave. You got to look on all the food you eat. When you're buying your cereal, you got to look on that box of cereal, man, and look what the ingredients are. I'm telling you, you'll trip because you're going to see things that are in the ingredients that shouldn't be there if you check it, but you got to check it. You see, we too lazy to read. We got to read this stuff around us, man, because these boys, they're not playing. Now, people don't want to really believe this, but, man, they've been at war with us for like 140 years. They're trying to take your birthright. And if you don't wake up, they're going to succeed.
Mm. So true.
How you going out the door backwards, man? How you going out of here upside down?
So true. So true. And that is, you know, that's where we are. And this is why, to me, this show and so many things here on Black Talk Radio Network, all of our listeners and all of the people that participate in the shows, the programs, is so, so vitally important because it's really about you. And so I think we really need to look at this for what it really, really, really is, Brother Braggs. And it's all around us. It is all around us and so apparent. But go ahead, Brother Brad.
Excuse me, man. I got to watch this little youngster back here with me. I got a free, and she takes off on stuff. She just chasing a rabbit.
Doing what she's supposed to do.
This is the thing. On a lot of things that we put to our mouths, like, for instance, you're talking about, feel this, lipstick that messes women up, fingernail polish, the hair products they put in their hair. You got to check all this stuff. This is serious stuff. They've been slipping.
That makeup, yeah, the makeup
now.
On your face. Right,
man.
Right, the makeup.
Fingernail polish, that fingernail polish. I've seen girls put that stuff on their fingernails, turn like into paper, man. I'm like, why would you put that on your finger, man? Your fingernails like that can hurt you because if it's being, it's being ingested into your system through your pores.
Yeah, formaldehyde.
Man. Serious stuff. Now, people putting it on, they wearing gloves and masks and stuff, and you sitting up there trying to get cute. So, that should be tipped you off right there. Something's up. I mean, come on, man. We don't be
right.
Kidding, you know what I'm saying? We walk around, you know, and I'm not making fun of anybody. We just got to.
We're not. But Brother Brad, because that's a part of us, and we all do it because we've been indoctrinated to do it. This is why I said that we cannot give up our eternal liberty for some temporal luxury. Is not sound thinking. Is not wise. Is not productive. It brings no prosperity. So true with the makeup and everything. Not only just that. So many things that. There's just so many things that we need to get back to the ecosystem, the economy that was created, that's been created and has been very prosperous for many a years through the ecosystem. But we got to get off of man's economy and get back into the ecosystem. Very, very, very important. So hold on, Brother Brad. We got
I was just going to say this. I was just thinking, man, when I was working, I used to go to these big box stores and buy food from these stores, man. But when I go in those stores now, all I see is death all around me, because nothing in the food is conducive to a living person. If you're not eating live food, then you die, because the food is going to help kill you. You got to eat live food with vibration. It's your medicine.
Got it.
I don't preach that all the time. Forgive me. I'm going to keep preaching that.
Well, I mean, you have to. It's the truth, and you're standing with the truth. And then the thing is that will resonate with those that want to resonate with the truth. And so never, ever, you know, apologize for that. That's, you know, that's the beauty of Brother Brad. And, you know, and that's the beauty of, you know, this network, this show, and all the other ones. So we got to keep doing that. Hold on, Brother Braggs. Let's, my man Roz is here. Let's pull Roz in. Roz, what's going on, brother?
Peace. Greetings to you, Brother Braggs, Brother Mel, Brother Scotty, everybody that's calling in and listening. Great program today. I just wanted to chime in on a couple of things. First, with the fluoride, fluoride is actually one of the major components of nuclear weapons. So every time you brush your teeth with fluoride toothpaste, you're basically putting radioactive ions in your body. And there's a such thing as fluoride poisoning. So people should really look into that, because a lot of people end up with the fluoride poisoning from, like Mel was saying, the excessive fluoride in the water. Then you go to the dentist, they're infusing you with more fluoride. Then you brush your teeth every day, so you're infusing yourself every day with more radioactive ions and whatnot. So that's very important, and a lot of people don't know that fluoride.
And Rod, hold on, and that's extremely important right now because of the radioactive isotopes that Fukushima and all the other radioactive from your cell phone and all the background radiation, all of that stuff is multiplying with that, and it's definitely a soft kill program. But go ahead, brother. Well said.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to touch on the colloidal copper. Colloidal copper is another antiseptic disinfectant. It also used to be used for doorknobs. A lot back in the days, all the doorknobs were made of copper because the doorknobs made of copper did not transfer diseases. Now you notice that they're not made of copper, but back then they were. And copper is a major element of antioxidant enzyme production in the body, and it's also a major component of your melanin. Black people who have what's known as eumelanin, which is the most powerful form of melanin found in nature as far as in organisms, that form of melanin has a extremely high content of copper. So when you take that colloidal copper, it's going to also enhance your melanin's ability to process frequencies and function as normally as possible. So I just wanted to kind of toss that out there about it. But yeah, great program. I hope people are listening about the fluoride, because the fluoride is what's being combined with the lead to facilitate the violence in black areas. What you're seeing is a combination of those two things, which destroys, like you were saying, the cognitive thought process, especially in black people. It literally taints and corrupts your melanin, and then on top of that, it facilitates violent behavior, because your the part of your brain that deals with inhibitions, that is lowered or dampened. It's no different than when you drink alcohol. It has a similar effect. It dampens your ability to control your impulse control. And all of those things are what leads to a lot of the violent interactions in our areas, where, for the simplest of infractions, somebody will take your life, and people are sitting there scratching their heads, wondering, well, why did he shoot him for stepping on his shoes? He's probably full of friggin' lead and fluoride and not thinking straight. And all it took was that one, you know, that one incident to drive that person over the edge to do something, you know, really, really stupid and deadly. So it's just something to think about. So again, thank you. I'm going to lay in the cut and continue to listen to the show, and hopefully if something else, you know, comes up that I could jump in on, I'll do that too. But thanks again.
Definitely.
To you and everyone else.
Much respect, right? Yes.
And don't forget the chemtrails. I'm going to sit back and listen now too. I'm chilling out.
Yeah, yeah, and the chemtrails. See, what I was about to say, and I'm glad you said the chemtrails, Brother Bragg, and Roz, the points that you made, and Mel, the points. Very, very important. See, there are beneficial metals and nutrients, minerals, and there are beneficial metals. There are also, if there's beneficial ones, there are ones that are actually toxic to you. And that is actually toxic. You know, fluoride is toxic to your overall body. And what Mel was talking about with the copper doorknobs and everything is absolutely right. The key is that copper in a dry form is able to do some of the same qualities that silver can do, right? This is antimicrobial, antibacterial. So you definitely want to have copper in your life, and for all of the reasons, you know, why you want to, you know, it's beneficial to your body. You definitely want to have silver in your life. It is life itself. You definitely want to have gold. It is a resonance of frequency of life in itself. All of these things are beneficial things that you should be introducing into your everyday life, because that's what sustains you, is naturally made for that purpose. Then when you start to combine this mad scientist program where you get the infusion of different things for the purpose of your destruction, comes from the pharmaceutical companies. And I would just say also, you got to be careful of calcium. Calcium does calcifies. It calcifies your pineal gland, your third eye. It calcifies your arteries, your veins, your organs, and everything else. And everything you look at, they got milk. Calcified milk with calcium for your bones, and they told you this lie about for your bones. It makes your bones brittle if you don't have the right balance with magnesium. So this, all of this stuff, they'll put so much calcium in your orange juice and all this other, and we buy and think that, and then we wonder why, you know, people walk around with their backs as they get older. You know, their bone structure is because their bones have been weakened. And then what do? They give them more calcium pills, and that is destroying them. The slow kill process. And it just shows the overall resilience of what the great creator made in you, and how great in all the organisms that it takes so much to destroy it. Just imagine our full capabilities if we didn't have these hindrances. So, so important. So, well said. And as Brother Bragg said, with the chemtrails and everything else on top of everything else, this is all a soft kill program that we've been under. And even more than a soft kill, it's more of a hard control program. This is why the dosages of things are small, and it's accumulative over time. But what it does to you immediately is it makes you docile. It makes you surrender. It makes you... Brother Brad got a little background noise. I got you, Brother Brad.
All right.
It makes you the perfect subject to obey. So, very, very
Brother
important.
Brad.
Okay, so... Yeah, who was
Brother
that? Was
Brad.
That Mel? Yeah, go ahead, Mel.
As far as with the, what is it, the barium, strontium, aluminum,
mm-hmm.
all of the metals from the chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
Me and you have spoke before about the clays to pull those metals out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely emphasize the fact of, you know, when you're taking the clays to drink water. But do you think that the listeners and the callers should partake in the clays to pull metals?
Oh, definitely, especially in the radioactive world that we live in, and that's very, very important, because it's so funny, and I'm glad you brought that up, Mel. You know, you've all heard about when women are pregnant and then all of a sudden they want to go outside and eat dirt. What was that about? Man, this human body, the great creator is so great, and we're all, you know, so divine, and we could create so much. the reason why that happens is because the child is taking so much of minerals and growing, just like when you grow corn absorbs a lot of nutrients out of the ground. This is why a lot of famines have been attached to where they used to have corn fields, because the corn actually takes all of the minerals. It absorbs so many minerals. Well, the same thing with that seed of that child inside of the mother, the host. That child is pulling so many nutrients and minerals to where it will change a woman's if they're already, and believe me, so many of us are magnesium deficient, so many of us are this deficient, that vitamin D three deficient. We're so deficient because our food is no longer has the overall substance in them. It's just the luxury in them. They have no substance. They just have luxury. And so many of us, even though you may weigh, they would say that you're obese, but in actuality, you may just be obese and malnourished in all forms of it, all of us, because there's nothing in the food. So when the child is in the mother, the child consumes so many minerals and takes it from the body that the body naturally responds with the urge for the mother to want to go out and eat dirt. But I would say make sure it's good, clean soil that is in clay, that if you're going to be doing that, and especially depending on where you live, make sure you test that soil because of the radioactive isotopes. And there's some places in the country I would absolutely discourage that natural process from happening at that time because of that. So that's, yes, the clays, it will take out, it is one of the ways that you can detoxify the body of radioactive isotopes, looking into the clays. But with those clays, you definitely have to drink a lot of water. Oh, man, I learned myself from that, and I learned the hard way. From that, what I mean by that,
okay, finish your thought first.
One second, Rob. Yeah, I actually wasn't consuming enough water, and I went on I had some clays, and shoot, it gave me a kidney stone. Oh my man! So I learned quick. So again, you definitely have to consume a lot of water because they got to get that out of your system and everything else. So very, very important. All of these things, you should know the proper way of doing it. Know your body. But does it discourage me from ever doing it again? No, I will still do it again. But now I know better that I need to consume, when I say a lot of water, I'm talking about gallons of water. You definitely want to do that. And good living water, not just water. You need living water that has nutrients in that's alive and not dead water. So, my man, Roz, go ahead, Roz.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to add to the clays, there's also herbs you can use, as they call it chelation therapy, which also helps to draw those toxic metals out of your body, mercury and all of that stuff, and the radioactive isotopes. You can use that, use herbs as well. It's called chelation therapy, and in conjunction with the clays that you were talking about. And just to touch on what Brother Bragg was talking about in regards to the makeup and all of that stuff, I read an article, this was late last year, that was discussing that they were finding chemicals in the nail polish chemicals and lipstick, mm-hmm. I mean highly toxic chemicals, in mother's breast milk. So and I was telling my wife years ago, I said, that's not stuff you want to put it on your body whatsoever. Same thing with the weaves. Weaves are known to carry formaldehyde, which poisons you right from your scalp because you're absorbing it right into your pores, and it's immediately affecting your brain. They also found, I watched a documentary on Viceland about it was a floating island of trash in the Pacific Ocean. It's like the largest island of trash on Earth, and you can't stand on it, but it's literally like hundreds of millions of tons of plastic waste. And what they found is, there's a specific chemical called bisphenol A that is found in most plastics, and that particular compound causes fish to turn from male to female, and they found that mm-hmm. it has the same effect on human beings. And they said that they had done a test on thousands of people worldwide to check for bisphenol A, and everyone who they tested had it in them. So just about every human being on this planet is walking around with bisphenol A in some level in their system, and especially if you're drinking tap water, because a lot of the plastic is going into the water that we drink, as well as going into the ocean. So it's having the same effect on us that it has on other animals. So and they're finding it in women's breast milk and all of that. So if you have a male child and you're a woman who has high levels of bisphenol A, don't be surprised if your son turns out to be homosexual, because it's a chemical warfare being done straight from you. You drinking from bottled water that has these degraded forms of plastic, you're absorbing that bisphenol A, they're getting the healthy infusion from being in your body and absorbing it from your bloodstream, and then once they're born, if you're breastfeeding, you're giving them another healthy dose from your breast milk. So it's just something for you to think about. Thanks again, and I'll mute my line.
Yeah, so true, and this is a if you look at what the fads are now, you can't tell one. You can't tell the gender of people at all now. Next time you go out, look around. And I'm going to tell you, it's by design. And it's a destructive design that is to it. See, they make you think that civil rights is everything that you should have. But civil rights is what gets you to be the greatest slave. It's a setup. And because we're so saturated with fluoride, we can't even think past questioning anything that's been going on. Many of you do, and I'm glad that you do, because that you resonate at such a higher frequency that the deceptions and the lies don't affect you as much. But still, in part and partial of that, just imagine how much prosperity you would have and your families would have if your natural talents were not intoxified or were not being attacked chemically to dilute and destroy their capabilities. Your overall prosperity and your overall sustainability and your overall sovereignty, you would never work for anyone. You would be working with everyone. And that's where you would build your land of milk and honey. That's where the land of milk and honey is. So, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **, and we'll see you in queue. And we'll bring you up. We'd love to talk to you all. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up, and we'd love to hear from you. Just give us a call, and we would definitely love to hear from you, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So, with that being said, we're going to jump back into today's show really quickly. Let me just set this up real quick. And what I want to do is that it was so much because what we're talking about is more important than the show, because I always like to let the show go where it's going to go, because you all are just that important to me, and what we share and what we do is so important for us to actually share with one another, because what you say and when you call in and some of the comments that you never know who is going to benefit. And more importantly, we should be resonating this way, because we're going to have to start to establish our own sovereignty, and that requires our own collective prudence. So I truly, truly appreciate everyone that calls in and participates. You are critical to this show. So what I want to do now... Yeah, go ahead, Brother Brack.
Just one more thing. I just want to relay this to
you. No, you're good, brother.
About 2 months ago, I did this. I was feeding my dogs commercial dog food. Now, my dogs are pretty big dogs. But I flipped them, because when I was reading on the food, and then I have two older dogs, and I'm seeing how the physiology of them, how their bodies are. They're all overweight, too fat. So what I did is I flipped everything. I put all my dogs, except for two dogs, because they wouldn't take. I put all my dogs back on strictly meat. They don't eat no. Look, this was so difficult the first couple of days. The dogs were so confused about the food. They looking at the meat like, what in the world is that? Now, feel me on this. The dog is a canine. His nature is to eat raw meat. When they
That's why he has canine teeth.
Exactly. They canines, though. But now, feel me on this. When they eat the meat, when you feed them commercial dog food, they make so much waste by eating commercial dog food. When you feed them what they're supposed to eat, they make scat. They make like little calcified bones. So each dog was making a day probably about 5 pounds of waste. Now that each dog is making less than a pound of waste a day by eating the real food. And it changed their attitudes too. You heard them when I was moving my two boys past each other, because see, this eating meat makes their nature more aggressive. You feel what I'm saying? So now the dog is acting in its own nature. They're eating what they should be eating. And I'm thinking that I'm probably going to have less health issues with this second set of dogs. Because my first set of dogs, my older girl is like around 14. I got to check the papers. 12 to 14, but I got to go check her papers. I haven't checked this all along, but my two dogs are old. And watching the commercial dog food, it wreaks havoc on them, man. Because when I looked into the food, it's full of stuff that they shouldn't have. Dogs are not supposed to eat corn. Dogs shouldn't eat onions and stuff. Then they got all these chemicals in there. So I flipped it. I put the dogs on meat. My puppy, she's 5 months old. The last 2 months, man, she gained big weight. I thought she was going to be small. Man, she looked so good. Eating natural food. I let her run. You should see her. She's like a deer. I'm telling you, she's back there chasing rabbits. She chases birds. She almost caught the bird yesterday. Tripping me out. But just having things in their own nature, that's all I'm talking about. Eating what they're supposed to eat. You and I, we're not supposed to eat that raw meat like that. Now, I handle this meat. Now, this is another thing. This is my shocker. Now, I used to eat meat, but now I'm handling big meat, because each one of these dogs, they got to have like 3.5-4 pounds of meat a day, or a certain percentage of their body weight a day in meat. So now I got to handle this stinking meat, man. I don't eat meat, you know, so handling this meat be tripping me out, because when I go to get it, when I walk into the butcher store where I get it from, it stinks. And then when I go to this other place where they got a slaughterhouse, I go in, it stinks, the smell, man. And then everything is blood.
It's
all
death.
This blood. Man, listen.
It's death.
You know the soul is in the blood. But now feel me on this. When you eat this terrified beast, you become this terrified beast. This beast is standing there watching his brothers and sisters be slaughtered. You don't think he's terrified? You don't think he's vexed? And then you turn around and you eat it. And then you wonder why you act like you act. Why you think like you think, why you feel like you feel. And that's all I'm going to say, Dad. I'm going to sit back, man. I don't even think about the dog.
No, you're good, brother. I'm glad you did. We got two more callers. We got Mario, then we got Brother Davis, and we're going to go to that in that order. First, we're going to go to Mario, then we'll go to you, Brother Davis. Hold on.
Hey, does somebody...
I think we got some background noise. Let me see. Okay, let's go to Mario. Mario.
Greetings, Brother Dave. What's up to the family?
What's up, brother?
How you guys doing?
Excuse me for a second. Just Scotty, give me just a second. If somebody has this on speakerphone, that can cause feedback.
I am.
Okay, you got it, Dave.
Yeah. Okay. I am, Brother Dave. Yeah, I got it. Brother David, I see you there. I'm going to come to you. 1 second. I'm going to come to you right after Mario. The sound was, the speakerphone was distorting our sound. So I muted you myself. I'm going to come back to you in 1 second as soon as Mario finishes. Go ahead, Mario.
Oh, I was just jumping in on the conversation. I heard everybody giving some knowledge and some uplift, so I just wanted to contribute a little bit. I just wanted to make everybody aware of we need to get on those sea vegetables as well, you know, the kelp and also the bladderwrack and the sea moss. Because it's really good for, you know, your iodine, and it's got a lot of, you know, nutrition and minerals that the body's going to need to kind of help sustain itself and also flush out those toxins. And also, lichen is good for your synaptic systems in your brain. So I do the sunflower lichen because I try to stay away from the soy. But that's really good nutrition for your body as well.
Yeah, you and me both. I try to stay away from all of that stuff. And I'm glad you talked about the kale and the seaweed, the kelp, very, very important. I would definitely say kelp is very, very important, but just be aware. Don't get kelp out of the out of Japan in that area because of Fukushima. You want to get the Icelandic. Yeah, you want to get the Icelandic one for the natural iodine and the minerals that so well said, Mario. So true. And you know, brother Bragg was talking about is. You know, our diets is really the makeup of how we maintain who we were already created as and who we decide to be after. And that needs to be mineralized and has to have the sufficient nutrients in order to do that. And we don't, you know, I know I don't eat the way that I definitely should eat. But it's a matter of now I'm changing my will to do that. So that's very, very important. And I'm glad that we got great brothers and sisters such as everyone here. You know, like what Brother Braggs was talking about, you know, because he doesn't eat meat. He can't stand the smell of it. You can't because it's death. It's death. It's you're eating something that was slaughtered, that was killed in with malicious intent, not out of necessity, you know, and everything else. So very, very, very important. So, but yeah, Mario, so how long have you been using some of these things and what's some of the beneficial things that you've noticed for you that it's helped for you?
Well, I'm just now starting to take the bladderwrack and the sea moss, but I've been doing some research because I just recently got done doing a cleanse myself because like Brother Bragg, you know, I've been eating chicken and turkey, but I started doing some more research on meat. And while I was doing my cleanse, you know, I seen a brother by the name of Minister Inky, and he was, you know, talking, if you're going to do a cleanse, you know, why are you still eating meat? Because you're still eating blood. And that's where a lot of the worms and the parasites are coming from.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them aren't killed just by heating. So just cooking your food is not going to get rid of these worms and a lot of these bacterial and some of these viruses. So, you know, you take herbs and other things like the moss and the clay. I was taking the bentonite clay and also the diatomaceous earth because that helps kill the worms and the parasites. And then you can take things like wormwood and clove and other herbs, you know, to help heal the viral and just heal your body and detox it. So I've just been staying away from meat, and I've been off of it for about 2 months. I ain't going to say I'm giving it up completely, but, you know, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling a lot lighter and feel like I'm vibrating on a higher frequency. You know, my head is starting to get clear, and my thoughts are changing. So I just wanted to add, you know, it's kind of hard. It's hard to change your thoughts if you don't change your diet because it's all related. Everything's going to break down to chemicals. And, you know, so if you're not willing to change your diet, you're fighting yourself.
That is so true. So, hey, Strategic Melanin put some real good stuff in. A law was passed that they don't have to label the origin of the country. Yes, that's very, very true, talking about labels and everything else. And, you know, Brother and Sister Davis always say read your labels. And, Mario, you absolutely right, man. You just dropped a major bomb. That's so true. You really, if you don't change your diet, you won't be as difficult for you to change how you resonate. you know, how you think, how your thoughts and everything else, because that is, if you don't have magnesium in your body, it's hard for you to have a clear circulatory view of things and for you to be able to pick up on energy of things, because you don't have that necessary battery charge. There's so many things within our diets. It plays off into to so many things, and we got to get back on our game. It's not hard to do. It's just a matter of willing to do it. And once you will to do it, you'll find that things will fall into your lap. I know every single person here that has had that made a decision to do something from their free will. Things came to them without them even asking. Brother Braggs, I talk to Brother Braggs about that all the time, and Roz, and I know with you all that happens to you as well. If you will seek things, the truth will find you. You won't be able to move away from it. So, man, this is so true. So, man, great call.
Those sea vegetables are very high in magnesium as well.
Very high in magnesium. So magnesium is something that you need to really, really to have daily in your water. You need to put that in your water. It stops heart attacks. It prevents heart attacks. There's so many things with magnesium. Your functioning of your brain and your eyes and everything else. So important. So, man, great
cayenne
call, Mario, man.
Cayenne pepper is good for stopping heart attacks, too. If somebody's having a heart attack, you can give some cayenne pepper tincture. You can learn how to make a tincture, or you can just have the powder. If you can slide some of that in their mouth, they're going to hate you for the meantime, but it can alleviate the symptoms of heart attacks, so you can get them to, you know, emergency care.
Dr. Christopher used to do that with all of his patients. If they were having a heart attack, he would tell them to drink cayenne. When you're having that, and the thing about it, it actually is good for colds, too. If you ever get a cold and you can endure it, if you sniff some cayenne pepper, don't do too much. But if you can sniff it, it will drain all that stuff out. You gotta work up to that one. That's a warrior move, but it works. That's warrior status. That's warrior status. The thing about cayenne pepper is that it opens up because your heart under cardiac arrest, your heart is seizing up, and magnesium and cayenne actually, and this has been done by studies, actually alleviates and allows that to open back up. It unblocks your heart. Very, very important. So heart attack is something, and not only that, for cayenne pepper, it stops bleeding. You got major bleeding, throw cayenne pepper. It'll burn like a mug, but it will stop the bleeding. Very, very, very important. So, man, Mario, man, we could go on and on. We're going to have a show just on that, and we're going to incorporate a lot of this in our precious metals, in our preparedness training. So, it was so good seeing you in March, brother. So I'm looking forward to seeing you again. We're actually going to do something again in July but it's just going to be more extensive and more in detail. We're going to do the precious metals class, and then legacy management will be there. The brother that you met will be there, and we're going to spend more time with our people. Very, very, very important, man. And that's going to be July 1st.
Okay.
So,
okay. Just
much
sure
love, Mario.
Detail.
Yes, sir.
Always good to catch up.
It's right there,
today.
For sure. We always much love. So we got Brother Davis, because we're running out of time here. I don't want to, let me unmute Brother Davis. There they are. Okay, 1 second. Brother or Sister Davis, are you there?
Yes, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is, Brother Davis. Go ahead.
My wife just gave you a shout out for your birthday, brother. But listen, did you say earlier that the Catholic Church announced that Lucifer, the son of the morning, is the head of the church?
Yes, that was an article that we posted. That's there. Lucifer is God, declared by Pope Francis.
Okay, let me ask you this here. Do you know that the Catholic Church is considered the head of the Christian religion?
Yes.
So you also will know, probably what you'll hear next is that they're going to demand Christian churches heat up the agitation of chaos in the midst of a revelation. What do I mean? I mean, people took to religion as a spiritual strength, and now they're deceiving them and telling them to follow the deception. This is going to be quite a calamity. I'm going to tell you, those people who are following religion are going to really be persecuted up front. Now, there's a lot of things going on in the back, but literally, once the chaos starts in the religious order, it's going to trickle down, so it can go any way as far as martial law and anything else is concerned, because it's never going to actually be like we think it is. It's going to be different, but it's going to have the same result. Look, brother, I appreciate the show. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page.
We always are, Brother Davidson. I actually want, I'm going to get to that article tomorrow. So we'll take a look at that one as well. So much love, much respect. Always, always love hearing from you and Sister Davis, and looking forward to just spending some time with you all again. So we'll talk to you soon, Brother Davis.
Great. Peace, man.
Peace, peace, my brother. Peace, peace. Love the Davis team. Love the Davis team. All right, so let me see real quick. We got to get ready to get out of here. There was, let me make sure, yep, Strategic Melanin said lemons, garlic, and cayenne tea help with a cold. Yes, very, very true. Now, let me just say this about garlic. Man, garlic has so many beneficial for women. Garlic is definitely very important for just for your overall metabolism and for your overall balance and just some of the things. For men, vinegar is very, very important. But I would say this is that garlic will burn you. Cayenne pepper won't burn you. Okay, there's a big difference in that. Garlic, you can actually get second degree burns or first degree burns if you ingest too much. No matter how much cayenne pepper you'll take, it just gives a burning sensation. That burning sensation may be so painful that you think you're dying, but it's not lethal. But garlic, you got to be make sure that you know what you're doing and be careful with that, because garlic can actually burn you. But the beneficial use of it are crazy. So,
Brother Dave.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Mel. No, no, you good, brother.
I need you to give me a definition of living water or some name brands or something that, you know, I know we don't really like do that, but.
Yeah. No. Living water. What I mean by that is that a lot of water, even if it's been filtered, if, you know, they say reverse osmosis water. Yes, that's good. That means that it's neutral. It's dead water. It doesn't have any nutrients in it. Water is so essential because it brings nutrients to your body in a way that your cells can absorb the nutrients much faster. So living water would be alkaline water that has real minerals in it. Okay? You can make your own living water. You know, first you want to test your water, make sure you have at least neutral water, or if you have a good purification system, just drinking purified water is not actually hydrating your body. You actually have to, the best way to do it is you have to drink living water. You have to reintroduce minerals to them. There's you can do that by stones that are high in minerals that will actually deposit minerals back into the water. See, one of the things is that when we purify waters, we're taking everything out. You're taking everything out. And when you take everything out, the bad with the good, you have to replace the void with something that's good. And some of the things that you could do to have living water, you can incorporate lemons, non-GMO lemons. You can shungite, as Brother Davis had talked about shungite. That's when you use shungite. That's when you use mineral stones. That's when you want to infuse magnesium into that. All of the things that's where you want to have the potassium, the zinc, the magnesium, the the phosphorus. You want to put all of that, reintroduce all of that into it. And this is the thing. All that is done naturally before we had toxic air, toxic soil, and toxic water. This is why we need to get off of man's economy and get back into the sustainable ecosystem, because that was the most beneficial system there was. So, hey, we got to get ready to get out of here. We will definitely have further shows on this one, and we will definitely explore this so much. I just want to say big ups to you, Mel. Thank you. Thank you, Raj. Thank you, Brother Bragg. Thank you, Brother Davis. Mario, for calling in. Thank you, Strategic Melanin, for who you are. Scotty, for who you are and what you do. It's never goodbye. It's always notice. I never say goodbye. I talk to you later, because we are eternal. Much love, much respect. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Bragg, if you would, chime us out of here. Peace and love to you all.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good, Brother Bragg.
Already. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein...